If you can bring up anything that you want, just dial in to the toll-free number brought to you by Sickle CAI. 855-450-FREE, that's 1-855-450-3733. Here with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
And we invite you on over to our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we give to you. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their website. So go on over to freetalklive.com, get interactive for free. You can actually create the content that you'll find there on the site, the stuff on the front page. It's been voted up there. It's been placed there by listeners like you. You can submit different items from around the internet, whether it's a YouTube video that you like or, you know, anything, any link to whatever you think's interesting, blog post, news item. You put it on the site, others can vote, and the most voted up will be aggregated to the front page and promoted to the top of the website. So you can basically see what our listeners think is interesting on the internet.
Can you define aggregated to me?
Aggregate
for me.
To gather together, to promote to.
So I thought, so they were aggregated to the front, the votes aggregate towards the front page. I mean, I thought we were an aggregation service in the sense that we have news stories that are all on the same site. Does the aggregation further aggregate to the voting?
Well, the actual definition of aggregate is as a verb to bring together. To collect into one sum, mass, or body.
I guess I know that. I don't know precisely how they use it on the internet. I've wondered.
How can I clarify this for you?
Never mind. Go on.
Okay, 855-450-FREE is the number here. We're going to go to you and your thoughts. You can bring up anything coming up. Nemi, you're going to share with us an update on the story that we shared about a couple weeks back, I guess.
That's right.
About the judge who beat his daughter and was teenage daughter, and was caught on video by his daughter doing the beating.
That's right.
What has happened in that case? We'll get the details, but first we have Valerie on the line, listening in Columbus, Ohio. Valerie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hi, Valerie. What's on your mind tonight?
I was calling about the Rebel Inc. band trailer. Most listeners, I would imagine, are familiar with the band. I don't think so.
I think most people probably aren't. We've got an international audience here on this program. It's a liberty-oriented rock or metal band. Is that right?
Yes, it's right. The guys are involved with Iraq Veterans Against the War and played at Porkfest and tour around the eastern U.S. a lot. Awesome guys, great shows. Their trailer has been stolen. Their equipment trailer. And
I'm sorry to hear that.
It disappeared from Baltimore, Maryland, and it was suggested that maybe I call into the show so that the listeners will know and the ones in that area could keep an eye out for it and maybe with any luck solve the problem and locate their property without any state intervention.
Well, we know that the police don't tend to do a very good job of finding stolen property.
Property crimes aren't very high on their list.
We just actually shared a story probably about a week ago about a 12-year-old girl who actually outfoxed the cops and did a better job investigating them, a robbery than the police did. So it's probably not a bad idea. Unfortunately, we're not on the air anywhere in the Baltimore area, so odds are good. You know, the amount of people that are probably hearing this are about 5 or something like that. I don't know how many people actually live in Baltimore, but what do they do in Baltimore? Is that where they live?
Yes, that's where they're based. And they were at a studio. It disappeared from a studio parking lot. So
somebody would have had to back up. I mean, so somebody would have had to remove this trailer from a truck, or was the trailer just not attached to anything?
I'm not sure. The guys, this just happened this evening today. And so they've been very busy since the time it happened, so I'm not sure whether it was actually hitched or whether it was detached from their vehicle in the parking lot.
I guess really the operative important part, though, is it's a black trailer and says Rebel Inc. on the side, right?
That's right, yeah.
Unless someone painted over it.
I don't think that's likely in this amount of time. It's very noticeable. I've seen the trailer myself. You can't see it and not see the words Rebel Inc. on the trailer.
So basically it's chock full of, like, recording equipment or musical equipment?
It probably is, yes.
Wow.
I left Adam, the singer, Adam Armstrong, a voicemail before I called in, but obviously he's kind of busy right now, so I haven't heard from him yet.
So somebody probably would have had to have backed in with a truck into this this lot and then hitched the trailer to it and pulled out of there.
Oh, yeah.
And that's pretty much what had to have happened, right?
Yeah, you definitely couldn't just, you know, pick it up and run away. It's a small trailer, but it's not that small. So someone went to some kind of great effort to take off with this thing, and, you know, it's just a dirty thing to do, to steal their property like that.
But then again, they are living in Baltimore, so it's not exactly the safest place to live, from what I understand.
Well, I've never lived there, but any city, you know, there's always a risk that your property will be stolen. So hopefully people will see it, and maybe, you know, even if they do see the trailer, or they think they see the trailer, I would say the best thing to do would maybe be to hop on Facebook and say that they've seen it and where, because obviously, you know, it's probably not a good idea to give out phone numbers or anything. But
well, they have a website, don't they? Rebel Inc. Music, is that their site, .com?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So folks could go there, and you know, even if they don't see the trailer, maybe they should go and listen to their music if they like the music of the metal sort. And from what I hear, they're very good. I heard some of the recordings from Porkfest. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make the actual event. Maybe they'll come back out next year or something like that. Are you a fan personally, Valerie?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I just saw them a couple weeks ago here in town, and then they'll be back in a couple weeks. So they're great guys, awesome, nice people. Just
excellent. Well, I wish them the best.
Great.
I hope they can recover their trailer and you know, and then hopefully get the hell out of Baltimore and you know, maybe come up to New Hampshire and join the Free State Project, because well, first of all, crime just doesn't happen up here like it does in other places. Like cities like Baltimore and other places like that tend to have serious controls on the right to defend oneself, and because New Hampshire has virtually no gun laws. I mean, there are a few of them, but they don't have very many. It's like the top three states as far as gun freedom is concerned.
I think there's a
number three.
More like five. I think the number three is old. They've several states have passed Alaskan carry since then.
Really? So you're saying that there are states...
New Hampshire's falling behind.
You're saying there are states that that have abolished their concealed carry permits?
I'll look that up for you right
now. Wow, that's impressive. That's true. So anyway, one of the top states for gun freedom, and as a result of that, there just isn't a lot of violent crime.
Well, in my opinion, we're right next door to the state with the greatest gun laws. Vermont does not have, they have what's called constitutional carry, which means you don't need a permit or a license, depending on the vernacular in your state.
Right, you can just pack the heat, and it's
that's
no
right.
problem.
That's right.
Hey, Valerie, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You know, you can really call in about anything you want, but we really can't be like, you know, swap shop. You know what I mean? This isn't like the show where you can call and advertise your washing machine for sale. There has to be like an issue to discuss. There has to be something to talk about.
There are four other states with constitutional carry: Vermont, Alaska, Arizona, and Wyoming.
So the Arizona and Wyoming have recently gone to that?
I believe Arizona did. I do recall that. I don't know what Wyoming's politics is.
It's interesting.
March 2, 2011. So, yep.
Yeah, it's sad when New Hampshire falls behind like that. Hopefully.
New Hampshire has considered the bill, but it is only in the category of considering and not in the category of...
Actually, it came out of committee with a favorable vote. It just won't be voted on until next session, which begins in January.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we'll see how that goes.
There's also as I understand it, something going through the U.S. House where they're voting on basically reciprocity for concealed carry permits from any state to any state. Essentially, any state that allows concealed carry, which is 49 of them, Illinois being the one that doesn't, District of Columbia too, but we know that place is insane. And so you would be able to, a concealed carry permit from Vermont would allow you to carry anywhere in 49 states.
Well, I have a correction to that when we come back.
Is there?
Am I wrong?
You would know better than I.
I would.
But they don't have concealed carry permits in Vermont.
That's exactly
right?
It. Yeah,
okay.
Gotcha.
We're coming up here at 855-450-FREE. You can take control, bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down. I'm gonna let the respect, don't take it away.
How does it feel to be one of the beautiful people?
In a revolution, time to say.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, 855-450-FREE. Give us a call. Talk about anything you want to talk about. That's 855-450-3733. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle is an affordable, versatile, reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have if you can have only one. So, Nimmy, you've been doing a little research on these constitutional carry things during the break, and you want to clear something up?
Well, it's not... that I want to clear something up. I just... sorry. a little flustered here. The National Right to Carry Reciprocity Act is the name of the bill.
That's the one I was talking about that's sitting in the House or something.
Well, it just came out of committee.
Okay.
And it had a favorable vote, 19-10 vote, and it's going to the House floor. And it would make it legal for a gun owner who obtains a concealed carry license in one state to carry in all 49 states where that's legal. As you pointed out, Chicago, Illinois is where you can't do that. It would permit anybody with a state license to go across state lines into a place where they wouldn't be able to previously carry. In my case, I always think for Massachusetts, because I was...
Oh, yeah, Massachusetts is pretty terrible.
Yeah, absolutely. And Vermont, it's just so nice to be able to drive over the border and not have to worry about what I'm carrying in the car.
Now, I interviewed the CEO of Ruger, a week or so back or something, and he was talking about how they have offices in Connecticut and then a manufacturing plant in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And apparently they had all kinds of rigmarole they had to go through when they drive from Connecticut
absolutely.
To New Hampshire.
Absolutely.
And
Connecticut,
it's just horrifying.
Connecticut is a nightmare. It's even worse than Massachusetts, in my opinion. And
I can't tell you how many free staters I've talked to that just won't drive through Massachusetts. They're like, let's go around.
We'll drive around. We'll go to New York. Yeah, it is. It is. And when you're looking at driving cross country, like I drove out to Chicago last year, the incidents and patterns of serial killers frequent the interstates. And if you're traveling by yourself,
okay.
I know you're big and burly, Mark, but I'm not. And, if something happens
yes,
to my
but
car,
you carry, that makes you more dangerous to me.
Well, no, I'm not dangerous, just able to defend myself.
Okay.
And that's the thing. And it depended. There are two states between here in New Hampshire and Illinois where our permits are reciprocal.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be fine, but then there was Ohio and then there's Illinois, and you can't even have ammunition in your car in Illinois without all sorts of paperwork. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
But who goes through that? If you want to go to Chicago for 2 weeks and you're going to drive out and drive back, are you going to go jump through all the hoops for the six states you need to drive through?
As I understand it, the rules as they exist today is if you're traveling through a state that you don't have to really, and your gun's secure. I don't think you can carry it on you.
Depends on the state.
You can't have your Super Tuck, which, by the way, you got your Super Tuck.
I did. I absolutely adore my Super Tuck.
Super Tuck Deluxe at crossbreedholsters.com.
Four thumbs up for these. I mean, it's so easy to break in, very comfortable. And while I was breaking it over the course of this week, I forgot it was there.
Wow,
that's
pretty impressive.
Really,
this is the first week you've worn it.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Anything that's that comfortable now is only going to get more so.
Definitely suggest that.
So you can't have it in your Super Tuck sitting in, inside your waistband, but you could have it secured in your trunk, which is a really great place for a gun if you're getting
mugged. Right, it's completely useless, and the rules vary from state to state in terms of how you transport. I know that. In Massachusetts, it's either Massachusetts or Connecticut where you're pretty much not allowed to stop to even pee as you're transporting a firearm, even if it is locked in your trunk with the keys in the passenger compartment. It's ridiculous. And it's unfortunate, too. So what this is looking to do is kind of level the playing field. So if you have a license in one particular state, you would be able to rely on that license in other states as well, which would be fantastic.
It's really confusing to, so people that carry guns step into this whole new world of what am I supposed to be doing? It's like when you go to a foreign country, you don't know what the local laws and customs are. If we, ended up in Kuala Lumpur or whatever, we wouldn't know necessarily if we're breaking the law in one way or another, because there can be all these bizarre cultural differences.
That's right.
And that's what it's like here in the United States, and it shouldn't be. I believe the Constitution says that essentially contracts that are recognized in one state need to be recognized in all of them. And for whatever reason, people have just gone crazy about firearms.
I think it's the illusion of government keeping us safe. You should call the police with their guns rather than use your own. And we just saw this. Stand Your Ground just became, it just went into effect here in New Hampshire last Sunday, as a matter of fact. And we saw the our state's governor and all sorts of police chiefs going out and really pounding the pavement against this bill to expand your ability to use deadly force. Now, we are a Stand Your Ground state. And it's... I really have an issue looking at other states, like when I visited Chicago, how does a person defend themselves? And why does it make me a quote-unquote gun nut if I would like to live to see another day, you know?
Well, they do so without, the blessing of the laws, essentially. I mean, the law would much rather just clean up your body and send you off to the morgue. I mean, it's really no more than paperwork. Clean up your body, send you off to the morgue, then have you defend yourself. What do they care?
And I'm interested to see, too, how they're proposing kind of unifying all these different regulations from all the different states. Because I guarantee in Illinois they're not going to want to honor my concealed carry from New Hampshire.
But yeah, Illinois isn't going to do that under this law, as I understand it. It is the one state that will not honor it because it doesn't have concealed carry, period. You have to be one of their sanctioned goons in order to be able to carry a gun concealed.
There's a very slim loophole that people are starting to carry a magazine and an empty weapon in a hard case on them, and they're trying to circumvent the law that way in Illinois. But that's really, I mean, again, it's like you said with the trunk. How do you get it out to defend yourself? It's completely pointless.
Right. If you can't pull your weapon inside of a second,
right.
How useful is it going to be? I don't know. I mean, I don't know the answer to that. I'm not one that I can't carry a gun on me, and I'm not one that does.
Right.
So
I really think this is a good idea. It makes interstate travel a lot safer. I'm really sensitive to that issue myself.
So is New Hampshire going to pass this constitutional carry thing?
I would love to see it happen. I really would. Because this has been such a great year for self-defense in the state of New Hampshire. January to December, we've got Stand Your Ground. We had the criminal threatening loophole closed for brandishing. Cops were kind of end-running the intent of the law by if someone drew a weapon, just drew a weapon, didn't point it at anybody. They could be charged with felony criminal threatening,
gotcha.
Lose everything they have and go to jail. So that loophole was closed right back at the beginning of the year. And then we had Stand Your Ground has gone into effect. And there's one more that's failing me right now, but there were three pieces of legislation in New Hampshire that just were fantastic this year for self-defense.
Well, let's... Ian? I'm sorry, you were indicating that we should go to the phones. And
it's too late now. We're going to do that in a moment here. 855-450-FREE is the number. We'll talk to you about anything. I've been silent because I've been back here fixing technical problems. It looks like all of our streams are back online. We had some issues there. So you can now go to listen.freetalklive.com. Tune in there if you need to. 855-450-FREE. More coming up. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com. The main name in military supply.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can dial in toll free, bring up anything that you want. The number for you, 855-453, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, and those features include the bulletin board system, where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's free, like the rest of our product over at freetalklive.com. Once again, bbs.freetalklive.com.
We've been talking about bitcoins for a while here on Free Talk Live, and, you know, for some people, obtaining them has been somewhat tricky. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell your bitcoins. They offer a complete bullion store also, so you can buy and sell gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. If you're totally clueless about the Bitcoin currency, they've got 24-hour customer service. Just visit their site, click on the live support link at the top, see the Crypto Exchange banner posted at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Bitcoins are the only peer-to-peer, completely anonymous internet cash. It's bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
All right, our number again, 855-453. We've been talking about the various gun laws and restrictions and freedom to carry, etc. And Justin is on the line in Mississippi. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Super. What's on your mind?
Well, I heard you guys talking about, I don't know who it was, said she was traveling through Illinois and didn't know what to do with her gun. And, I actually grew up in Illinois, and I had to get the hell out of there. So I'm down here in Mississippi, and I've got my concealed carry. But when I go up to visit family, I'm not going to pull over in East St. Louis and disarm. I mean, that's just asinine. So and what I've told other people is this, you know, Illinois is not good on the Second Amendment, but they still seem to kind of respect the Fourth and the Fifth. So I just say, don't say a damn thing and ask for a warrant.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, when I was traveling up to New Hampshire to make the move from Florida as part of the Free State Project, we had to go through New York, and they've got similar crazy gun laws there. Yeah. And, you know, I pretty much just had to, you know, keep my guns
in the back of the truck and hope that nothing happened.
Or take your risks. You know, that's what I ended up doing. Absolutely.
Yeah, the chances of them searching your vehicle if you tell them that, I decline a search, thanks very much, are pretty slim.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, I'm not going to consent to a search, and it probably wouldn't be good to find guns with drugs either, so I would have had a good old time.
Marijuana's not a drug, it's a plant.
Well, tell them that, Mark.
Yes, I know. They're not going to see it that way.
Yeah. So, Justin, anything else you want to share?
That's it. I was just saying, it's asinine that they don't have concealed carry. I mean, you know, if I stop at a gas station when I cross over from Missouri and Illinois, you know, I don't take my gun off. I don't take it off until I'm at the house. So, I mean, yeah, I say screw them.
Very good, sir. Thanks, Justin, for the call tonight.
Justin says,
855-450-FREE. I would agree with that. 1-855-450-3733. Although I would try to avoid places like Illinois and New York as much as humanly possible, because you're not safe in those places because they're preventing people from being able to defend themselves.
I would agree. Absolutely. You're doubly threatened because people just assume that, you know, you're obeying the law if you look sweet and innocent, shy, you know. Okay, I'm going to take advantage of you now. Oh, really? Yeah.
You know, we were talking before the show started about some of the things you had on your stack of show prep tonight, Nemi, and one of them's kind of related to Illinois. Some legislators there are proposing that Chicago be, I guess, cut out of the state.
Well, it's Cook County. It's really kind of a neat idea. I'm looking at it and I'm chuckling here. It says, from Decatur, Illinois, two Republican Illinois lawmakers say Chicago-style politics are dominating the state and they have a solution. State Representatives Bill Mitchell of Forsyth and Adam Brown of Decatur have proposed separating Cook County from Illinois and creating a 51st state. WAND-TV in Decatur reports the representatives held a press conference Tuesday in Decatur to talk about their proposal. Brown says Chicago is overshadowing the rest of the state. Mitchell says families in other parts of the state believe Chicago is, quote-unquote, dictating its views.
It tends to be the case in states where you've got a monster city.
Yeah.
And the rest of it's much more rural in comparison, is that they get all kinds of undue, you know, ability to control everything else.
You see this in New York a lot, too, the Albany-New York City conflict, because Albany is upstate, as New Yorkers have told me it is, I guess.
Yeah, but the whole of upstate New York is in many ways very different from the city.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's interesting to me. So if I don't suspect this is really going to go anywhere, but
it does. It sounds weird, and I think that's why it wouldn't go anywhere. Cook County would be then the smallest state in the union. But it truly is a situation where one very, very, very blue county runs a relatively red state. You've got different types of politics that go on in this the state. And you know, Chicago has the reputation of being one of the most corrupt districts in the United States. I mean, certainly it's giving New Orleans a run for its money. There are some other blue counties in Illinois, as I understand it, down south towards the capital in Springfield. Generally, the capitals of states tend to be blue, but Illinois is a lot of farmland. I do wonder what would happen to the folks in DuPage County, which is surrounded on two sides by Cook. I mean, even more than two sides. What would it be like for them sort of passing?
What do you mean, what would it be like? I mean, it would be like anybody living on the border of a state, right?
Well, if you wanted to go from DuPage County to Lake County, you'd have to pass through Cook County, which is another state, in order to do it, then back into the state of Illinois. I mean, it would be an unusual circumstance.
There are states that have kind of windy borders, so I don't think that's that unusual for some.
Would you
people.
Have to? What would it be
if
like?
If you really
for those
hated
folks
Chicago, you could just drive around it.
You could. You could.
So I don't know. I hope they have good luck with that. I tend to agree with Mark that it's just one of those strange proposals that'll probably not go anywhere. But
right.
If it's really true that Chicago is as unpopular as these guys say it is, then maybe they can get some traction.
Right. Maybe it'll go somewhere. I remember several years ago, I don't remember the exact year, but the town of Killington, Vermont, was trying to secede from Vermont and join New Hampshire.
That's
and
even weirder.
That yeah, because you're saying it's
not connected at all.
Well, no, right.
It's out of the border.
It would be one dot of New Hampshire in the middle of Vermont, and they were fighting very passionately for it, and finally it did not happen. Killington is still part of Vermont. But it's always neat to me to see kind of the secession efforts and why what's bringing it to pass.
Well, I think the more secession can be in the news, the better. Even if it's something like this, where it's just seceding from a state, just the idea of political separations, changing boundaries, eliminating allegiances, I think it's good to have those ideas out there publicly for people to mull over and to discuss and to talk about the water cooler and at the, you know, the dinner table, because it's so critical now more than ever that people really start to acquaint themselves with the idea of secession.
It's an important level of freedom. The idea that that one area should be able to govern itself against that of another. And, you know, they are historically pretty ineffective, but once they do work, people tend to get a great deal more freedom until government builds up in that area, in which case, you have it all starting over again. I mean, what the end line of the thinking is shouldn't an individual be able to rule themselves as opposed to being ruled by, you know, the folks in a given geographic area? And, you know, that's really what the end line question is with these independence movements.
By the way, I did a little digging, Mark, and you were incorrect with your statement that Cook County would be the smallest state.
I love it. I did the same thing.
It would still be larger than Rhode Island.
It would
what?
Be.
Rhode Island is 1,200 square miles, just over 1,200 square miles. Cook County, over 1,600 square miles.
And population-wise, Cook County is about 5.2
mil.
Oh, yeah.
So it's about 33% larger.
I'm really, really stunned at that. I mean, I've driven across Cook County, and it didn't seem to take nearly as long as driving across Rhode Island. Then again, there's that big bridge you have to pay to get across there.
Well, Cook County's a little more, I guess, squished than Rhode Island is.
Yeah,
it's probably it's probably not as wide across, but total square mileage, it's larger, much larger, actually. In fact, the old Cook County, the original Cook County, was even larger than Cook County.
They cut a page out of it.
Yeah, more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle for your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. Satanshow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we've got a lot of features there for you. If you enjoy the program, you can help support Free Talk Live by becoming an amplifier. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, send in $3 a month with major credit cards or PayPal. We'll take that in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more listeners on board from around the world via the internet, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You'll get perks too, like access to the AMP only call-in lines, the AMP only forum, podcasts, and more. Go get the details and get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com.
So we've been doing this stocking stuffer promotion for probably about a week now here on Free Talk Live, where we're giving away prizes to folks who like our Facebook page. So all you have to do is go to facebook.freetalklive.com, like the page, then keep an eye on it. We've been giving away Totosax, Vaporsmiths, Vaporizers, Liberty stickers, 5-packs, Ruger BX25 magazines, copies of the movie Guns and Weed. And another thing we've been giving away is Yeardley the Movie. And Yeardley, Ian, did you watch this movie recently?
I did too.
Yep. What'd you think?
I liked it.
It was somewhat, it had a twist at the end. It was really great commentary on sort of, some of the problems of being male in today's society.
Yeah, I mean, it made me feel pretty upset. So, I mean, it's a movie that can elicit emotion is a good movie.
Yeah. So, you can go to, I believe it's Yeardley. Is it Yeardley Movie? I'm sorry. I had it pulled up previously. Yeardley Movie, check it out.
.com.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Or keep an eye on our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com.
All right. So, and I don't know if they're are they advertising that anywhere else? It seems like they're pretty, really cool with Free Talk Live, because they've apparently put a link on the page of yeardleymovie.com that when people order a DVD through their site, that Free Talk Live gets the money from, they're using our affiliate link, basically.
Yeah, that's really awesome.
To get their DVD sales. So
one of the two
must be a real favorite of the creators of this film.
Yeah, one of the guys that's created it is a big fan. So
awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
Very cool. So yeardleymovie.com. All right, 855-450-FREE is the number here tonight. You can bring up what you want. I think we pretty much run through the gun issue, and let's get into this judge story here, because we had reported to you recently that there was a teenage girl. I don't remember how old she was, but she was. It was a few years ago when this happened. She had a webcam or something like that set up in her room, and she knew that her father had a tendency, who's a judge, had a tendency to get physical, get violent.
Well, I think she knew the punishment was coming, specifically.
Well, right, but if you're 12 or 13 or 14 years old, your dad's not hitting you for the first time.
Probably true.
That's true.
Odds are good he's been hitting you all along. So she knew what to expect. She knew a punishment was coming. She set her video camera up, and she got footage of this maniac coming in and yelling and hitting her multiple times in the legs with, I think it was a belt, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct. The video was taken in 2004, and at the time she was 16. Her name is Hillary Adams, mm-hmm. and she just...
So now she's all grown up.
She's grown up, and she's posted this And as you mentioned, we did bring this up on the air a couple weeks ago, and this is now the update from earlier today. It says the judge has been suspended from the bench while state officials investigate his actions and determine if he should face punishment. The Texas Supreme Court, in an order posted on its website today, said William Adams, a county court judge in Aransas County, I believe, on the Texas Gulf Coast, quote-unquote, voluntarily agrees to a temporary suspension from office with pay. But the order goes on
sure,
to
I'll
say...
Sure, I'll take a vacation.
Yeah, right, I'll go on vacation. Great. It goes on to say that by taking this, Adams does not, quote, admit guilt, fault, or wrongdoing for his actions as seen in the video. So this is just... to me, this is just disgusting. I mean, when she posted the video, excuse me, it says, Judge William Adams is not fit to be anywhere near the law system if he can't even exercise fit judgment as a parent himself. Do not allow this man to be elected again. His judgment is a giant farce.
This is his daughter?
That's what she posted with the with the video. She said, signed.
She would know best.
That's right. I would think so. And
there have been allegations that she was mad about him not paying for her car insurance on her Mercedes or something like that, too, which doesn't put her in the best of light. You know, somebody who can't pay their own automobile insurance and wants daddy to do it for them and then gets mad and puts the video up. One has to ask why they took that long to do it.
You're saying that she wanted him to pay for her car insurance at age 20?
I believe that that's the allegation.
Okay. Well, I don't care what the reason was the video was put up. I mean,
oh, I think that the video. I think the actions inside the video show that you know, a man who has has poor judgment. However, one does wonder what does she hope to gain out of this? What is her purpose after 6 or 7 years?
I don't care. She's blackmailing him.
Yeah,
that's what it seems like to me.
Yeah.
He's a scumbag.
You know, and here's the thing. I read this and I get so incensed because if a person of integrity, granted, wouldn't even do this to begin with, dude, you are stone cold busted. You are stone cold busted. Do the honorable thing and resign. Because clearly, this is going to serve as grounds for any case he hears in the future. Just bow out gracefully. Take your lumps and go.
They don't like to do that. The people that have power don't like to relinquish it. We're seeing that in our very own Keene, New Hampshire right now, where a city councilor is being accused of assault against another council candidate during the election. And there are multiple witnesses who saw the incident.
But this councilor's been around a long time, likes the whatever power
right,
and
she's
influence.
Lawyered up, and she's planning on sticking it out.
Has her friends,
yeah. The way it looks like. So the same thing's going to happen here. And now, you said they're investigating, but I thought the statute of limitations had passed on.
Yes, that is my understanding as well. So I'm not really sure where the conflict on the Supreme Court website comes from, but it does say... he does not admit guilt, fault, or wrongdoing, and state officials are investigating his actions and determining if he should face punishment.
Well, they can do some kind of disciplinary punishment or whatever.
Right. So he may not face criminal charges, but he could very well still be somehow removed from the bench.
And really what it boils down to is what does it do to the legitimacy of the state and the judicial branch?
It won't do anything.
Well, for them,
I don't know.
That's what they're. If they leave this guy
say,
up,
oh, it's just a bad apple.
Well, understood. But how many different cases did this guy preside over? If he's a family judge, he's been convicting people for years and years. If I had been convicted by someone with this sort of development, I would bring every case back to him, you know, or to a different court for an actual fair hearing, not from a biased judge. Who thinks beating kids is okay?
Well, what I was trying to get across, Ian, is that they are concerned about their legitimacy, as they ought to be. And so, therefore, they may recuse, you know, send him home because they want to maintain their legitimacy and don't want to have a judge up who's, you know, gotten such press.
They
have lost control of the press. The press used to be far more under the government's thumb and toe the line far more, and now with the Internet, they just don't.
So I don't get your point.
The point is that he may get fired because the other judges don't want to look, want to be associated with somebody who looks bad.
That's great. I mean, I hope he does get fired, but that won't do anything to their legitimacy.
They would be fired because they would be concerned about their own legitimacy. Do you think keeping him would affect their legitimacy in any way in anyone's mind?
I think that it might affect it a little
bit. That's the point I'm trying to make.
I see. So you're saying, your prediction is they won't keep him around.
That's my prediction.
Okay. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, we've certainly seen them keep abusive police officers around. So what's the difference?
I don't know.
Why would they fire a judge but not fire a cop that, you know, murders somebody or rapes somebody or whatever? I mean, we've seen cops get away with murder and arson and all manner of just abusive.
Judges don't have unions.
They don't?
No.
Okay. Well,
they're,
I don't,
management.
maybe we'll find out, or maybe the whole story will get brushed under the rug, as tends to happen in a lot of these cases later on down the line. I'm glad we even got an update on it.
Normally,
we're completely in the dark when an investigation completes. And, of course, most of the time when it comes to police officers, the investigation returns that, oh, yeah, everything's fine. That was by the book. It's fine. Or, you know, maybe they'll come back and say, well, what the judge does at his home life doesn't affect how he behaves on the bench.
Oh, they could say anything.
I'd be interested to see or hear what the word on the street is in San Antonio about this. Do the people want this guy gone? What do they want? I would want him gone if I lived there.
I would hope so too. But I think a lot of people, you know, when they're upset about these things, they get upset. There's a little bluster of activity. People will go to a city council meeting and complain or something like that. And, you know, the best case in the case of police abuse is they'll create some sort of a citizens watch board or citizens advisory panel or something like that, just to placate everybody and to make it look like, well, we care and we're doing something about this, even though the result of it doesn't really turn out to be anything. I mean, nothing really ultimately changes. So I guess we'll see. 855-453. That's the toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. Coming up here also this evening, it is Black Friday week. That means shopping's going to get pretty crazy, and some employees at some big-box chain stores are very upset about the extended hours they might be having to work. Coming up, hour two.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.